everybody, but having looked at it for, I guess, 5 years now, my sense is that restricting it to trucks would solve 80% of the problem, and it wouldn't get everybody completely happy, but I think it has minimum impact that solves the most problem. I think the commercial users that are down in that area can still use Carlton Avenue to get up to Meade. It was mentioned about the railroad trucks. I use businesses over there. I use that grocery store all the time. I cross that, you know, maybe one in 25 you have to wait for the train trucks, if that, maybe one in 50. It's just not that common an occurrence. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Other comments?
I guess one of the concerns I have is I hear a lot of the businesses saying they really don't want to contact them. And I know they have. I know there's a problem down there at the track, there's no doubt about that. And I guess that personally I would lean towards trying to get these people involved first and see if there's any way we can work this out as a group. If that can't be done, we put it in a time frame, and if that can't be done, we'll have to come back and do something about it. But I've heard from several people, like Mr. Shane tonight, and I heard from two other people, business people, and said they were never contacted. Now, that may not solve the problem, but I think we ought to give that a try first.
Other comments?
I think it's highly unfortunate that affected business owners were not consulted, and I think it's even more unfortunate that there's nobody here tonight speaking on behalf of the many residents on the other side of the tracks, most of whom are very low income, and but will be directly affected by whatever decision that we make. Having said that, I would support Mr. Lynch's proposal on banning through trucks, but I am very concerned about the traffic impacts on the other side of the tracks, and for that and other reasons, I can't at this point support making it one way.
Well, I guess I'd like to start by saying that I lived for 6 years at 1509 East Market Street, so I have experienced firsthand a lot of the conditions that people here are talking about tonight. I don't think that it makes any sense at all for four-axle trucks to be trying to make a left turn or a right turn from Franklin onto East Market. There is no way and no reason that any truck should be coming through, in that kind of a condition. But, I really, if it's reasonable for the neighborhood to make this request, and certainly this is something that has been on the neighborhood's, maybe not on the total front burner, I think it's been pushed there fairly recently because of some of the recent events. It's certainly something that's been discussed for a long time. Then it's certainly reasonable for the neighborhood to sit down with the residents of the trailer community and with the business owners to find out what is the best way to proceed. Everyone's voice should be heard. And, just by virtue, the number of children on East Market Street as compared with the number of children that are living in that trailer community in Carlton. And it may not look like very many people to you, Mr. Riggs, but I would imagine that the density in that trailer court is equal to the density on East Market Street. When I hear people making emotional testimony about the fear and trembling that their children experience at the loud noises, I wonder, what is the experience of the children in that trailer community whose walls are not anywhere near as thick as the walls of a house? If all of that traffic is rerouted south of Carlton, that is going to have an undeniable impact. And so I would like to explore all of the voices before I make a decision, a final decision. Let's see. One of the things that we have to consider is the differences in topography. In Carlton, there's a very serious slope, as someone alluded to. And so that probably has something to do with some of the truck traffic. There's also the issue of MapQuest. I'm sure they would not be happy to receive a threat of a lawsuit from the city of Charlottesville. considering the fact that they are creating danger on our streets by routing truck traffic this way, there has got to be some